Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
lost your soul. Let all the little secrets deep within you unfold. You can lie all you want. We can put up a front. Because nothing is as it seems. Dark hours and broken dreams.
Back to their ways, but you know what? We're going to transcend to the smoother side Also tonight, versatile actress, my goodness, Hollywood divas, the Parkers, Moesha, the list goes on and on. Gifted actress and also an outstanding, outstanding vocalist. On behalf of myself, the Teddy Bear, and the Comfort Zone, it is my honor in welcoming Miss Countess Vaughn, my queen. How are you doing this evening?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. Yeah.
It is such an honor to have you on the show. What a
good. Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. I must say before we go any further, you look exquisite. Lord have mercy.
Oh, I've worked so hard. You just don't know. I've really tried to get it together. You know, I got so much backlash from last season because a lot of people thought that, you know, getting lipo, automatic change, you know, drastic change as soon as you get the surgery. And I really had a lot of swelling. And it just had to take its time, you know, for everything to form and get right. So, you know, I had to go through people saying, nah, that, you know, she wasted her money. I don't know why she wouldn't do that. I'm like, just wait. You just wait. Yeah.
Well, you know what? My thing that I've always been as far as that has impressed me about you is that you have such a beautiful spirit. And I think that at times has been overshadowed by the other
silly.
Oh, my pleasure. And I think that overshadows a lot of what you do. And speaking of what you do, for you, do you feel like you have been, quote unquote, typecast in Hollywood? And that's actually, you know, kind of hurt your career as far as where you wanted to go.
No, not at all. Because I'm in control of that. I mean, learning from the show, if there's a role that you want to do, then you create it. Write a script and put it out there and show people what you can do. So that's where I'm at now. I'm not worried about what they've seen before. It's about where I'm at right now. And I'm into writing scripts and all of that. So, you know, the best is coming.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't let them define me.
Right. It definitely resonates through your career. I must say that one of the things that I was disappointed in, musically, you can sing. You have a fantastic voice. Have you ever thought about? Oh, my pleasure. Have you ever thought about going back and pursuing a music career?
I would. I would love to do that, but I'm the type of person, and I say it all the time, I don't like living out of a suitcase, being on a tour bus. I'm all about family. I like to pick up the kids and cook and wash clothes and uniforms, and that's me. I love Hollywood, but at the end of the day, I like my family, and I like being around them. So, you know, if there was a way that I could have both worlds, I would definitely do that. But if I have to choose, then it's family.
Right. I mean,
you know, I'll put out a single maybe. but I, you know, I'm good for writing for other artists. You know.
Okay.
But I just sing. I'm gonna put out a single or two. See what it does.
Okay.
Definitely.
You definitely have our support. What has been the overall experience for you appearing on Hollywood Divas?
Basically, I've learned that I didn't get the high school experience, but I'm going to just tell you I'm getting it now.
Okay.
I didn't grow up, you know, I didn't go to high school. I barely went to junior high. I was tutored, you know, from 7th to 12th grade. So I didn't have, you know, it was only around Brandy, just me and her, you know, when it was school. So I'm allowed to see what it was like now with these ladies. Because it's very childish, the stuff that we go through, and it's sad. And that's the reason why a lot of times people say, you know, you don't speak enough. Well, you know, I don't speak when it's crap. You know, I only speak when it's, you know, some good stuff going on, or I need to tell you how I feel about a situation. I don't believe in the bull.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, I must admit, it kind of took me by surprise, because I'm not a quote-unquote reality TV watcher. So it really did take me by surprise when it was brought to my attention that you were on the show. I said, wait a minute. I said, Countess is talented. She can sing. She's versatile. I said, it must be something behind her as far as deciding to join this cast. What made you decide?
I decided to do this because I wanted people to play catch up on what's going on in my life.
Okay.
Explain some of the situations, like, you know, my thyroid situation, the weight, you know, I wanted them to get insight on what I go through, you know, with the weight fluctuating and having to deal with my face swelling and, you know, and then having to go out on an audition. It's been hard, but despite all of that, I keep my head up high and I continue to do what I got to do. And so that's the reason why I wanted to do the show, because I wanted them to see Count, catch up, see what, you know, I'm all about. And, you know, for those who don't know me and they just know the character, they can really get an insight on who I am.
Do you think, as far as quote-unquote with today's social media and tabloid journalism, do you think at some point in time they have a tendency to go a little bit, or shall I say a lot too far, trying to get into someone's personal life?
Yeah, they you know, it can be hurtful when people are making fun of you and calling you a pug, a dog, and it's because of your sickness. You know, people don't know that, you know, times that they were saying things about me was when I was at my sickest, you know, with the thyroid, the medicine not being right, and they were saying things about my face. But you know what? I had to stay strong. You know, I have to be that role model for my daughter that, you know, let it brush it off. You know what you are. You know you're beautiful. Keep it going. And that's what I had to do. Despite, you know, what was said, you know, I just had to keep it going. It helped, you know.
Well,
the negative comments, I have to admit, they did help. It helped me in the gym. It helped me. You know, it helped. It made me want to go even harder.
Right. Well, like I said, I've always found you very exquisite and extremely, extremely talented. And speaking of talent, I've been informed that you're a good friend of yours, Shar Jackson. You're working on a project together, upcoming project. Can you tell the listeners out there about that?
Well, I mean, it has... what? See, she talked too much. See? My girl. Well, yeah, we're working on something. And, you know, our fans, they want to see us together. So why not give it to them?
You're going to give it to them, okay. Is it gonna,
we don't give it to them.
Is it going to be a comedy?
A little bit of that and a little bit of something else. We just want to be able to show all the different levels of where we're at and what we are about. So, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I want to piggyback on something you just said as far as giving them different levels, different aspects of who you are. Who is Countess Von? How would you describe your personality?
I'm shy. I force myself, you know, when I'm on the show to be more talkative. But you really, I'm serious. A lot of people don't know that. They think it's just comedy. And it's more of a dry humor.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I don't drive. I'm very fearful of driving.
Okay.
You know, Uber is my best friend.
Okay.
Our chauffeur, depending on what set I'm on, who I'm working for. Yeah. What else? I love to cook.
Really?
But now I don't cook as much. If I do, I've learned portion control. And not only that, if it's something I really like, I'll invite everybody over so they can just eat it up and I won't have any leftovers.
Now, I've heard a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say they can cook. What can you cook? What is your specialty that you just really
Oh, I make gumbo.
Gumbo.
Gumbo. Yes. Shrimp scampi. I love seafood, so that's me all day.
That's you all day.
And my favorite little chicken spaghetti that my kids love with the, yes, I make this chicken spaghetti, and they love it.
Okay. Well, see, now we know something I didn't know.
Beef stroganoff, yes. All the Italian foods with cream sauce and brown sauces. That's me. That's what I do.
Now, I've already put on 15 pounds just listening to what you just
said. Yeah. But right now, I'm just baked chicken, brown rice, and broccoli. Okay. That's what I'm on right now. Lots of water and you know, that's fine. I had my fun.
Right. Well, it definitely has paid off. And speaking of paid off, we have a lot of callers online. So what we're going to do, let's go to the lines, get some of these callers on. We're going to area code.
Tell me where you need someone to talk to. Better thank your guarantee.
Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord. We're going to area code 828. You're on the line with the fact.
Let's not break up. I know we had a fight, but I was crazy.
Lord,
all I want to do is love you. Sometimes things be going on in my mind, baby. All I want to do is. I'm having fun.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Caller, you're on the line with Countess Bond and, of course, the teddy bear. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
Hello, this is Bianca. Hello, teddy bear. Hello, Countess.
Hi, Bianca.
I am excited about talking to you. I have always loved seeing you on the television, and so I'm excited to see what is in store for you next. But I did want to ask you, when it comes to the reality shows, you hear a lot of reality stars talk about how they were, you know, kind of portrayed in a negative light. For you, I found that you were very authentic in being who you are and just being yourself. You know, how important was that for you to just be Countess and not allow, whomever to change
exactly,
that?
Exactly, you're right. What you see is what you get. And I think often when people use that, I look wrong, it's all in editing. No, boo-boo, what you see is what you get. The producers call
right.
it, and if that's your spirit, that's what people are going to see. I didn't have nothing to hide. I'm an open book, and
absolutely.
I just basically gave them count. That's all I can do, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, often people will always say, you know, they edited it this way and they did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes they're right. You know, they'll
right.
cut you off at a certain point to make it look a certain way. I understand that, too. But you just have to be very wise of everything that you say and, you know, where you're coming from, and it's not a problem.
Right. Absolutely. Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you. And as always, I'm going to keep supporting you and the things that you do. And I definitely wish you the best.
Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Same. Thank you for calling in. My love, you have so many things going on in your life. Now, tell the listeners out there about the T-shirt line and wig line. Ladies out there that want
to know what,
about.
My T-shirts, I love them. I mean, it's the type of thing where I put one on, and I even had some on during the show, and it basically, I don't know, it sets the tone of the mood in the room. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't be mad. She ain't that. Right, you know, it's just your walking billboard, and I find that it's just really good with the energy to let people know what's going on in your head and where you're at. I think it stopped a lot of tension when I wore them on the set, you know, because, you know, the girls knew, hey, I'm not gonna come at it that way, or, you know, there's no reason to be mad. Let's work this out a different way. So I love my shirts. I have fun with them.
I'm extremely proud of you. Like I said, I've had an opportunity to see a few of the shows, and I want to applaud you for your professionalism. I want to applaud you for being an adult.
And for those heifers that were mad at me about the G-string picture, at the very beginning of the episode, it says, children, you know, shouldn't be watching this. This is for grown folks only. So That wasn't a moment for the kids. They can watch the Parker. This is the adult countess. This is what I did. And I enjoy my body. And I wanted to show people out there, you don't have to be a size 6. You know, being a size 10, 14, it's not offensive. It's done the right way. And so, you know, I did it classy, I feel. You know, showing how I feel about myself. I like my body.
And you know what, I have complaints at all.
I'm
showing
you what I'm at size 14, can you imagine? So, you know.
But at the end of the day, as long as you are happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, make sure you let your fingers do the walking. You can catch up with Princess Vaughn, of course, at Twitter. That's at twitter.com/CountessVaughn. And also on Instagram. It's at instagram.com/CountessVaughn. So we got the cookie out the bag a little bit about the upcoming project, excuse me, with you and Shar Jackson. Are there anything else that you're working on at this particular time that you want to let the listeners know?
I'm working on my wig line.
Okay.
You know, all the women, they love my hair on the show. And my thing is, you don't have to cut your hair off. If you want to do a short do and switch it up, hey, you know, wear one of my little short wigs and be sassy for your man one night. Ow! Change it up, you know?
Absolutely.
Don't forget my T-shirt line, you know, the www.countess.com. Get the shirt.
That's
swear to God, you'll set the mood. If you at work and there's some drama, put that damn shirt on. And say, don't be mad now. It's going to be a good day. I'm demanding it's going to be a good day. You hear?
Absolutely. You heard the young lady. You heard her. My goodness, it was definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. I love your personality. I always have, always will. And I want to wish you much continued success, my queen. This is definitely your home and whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know.
I sure will. I will always come to the comfort zone and talk to you, Teddy Bear.
Thank you, my queen. You stay beautiful, okay?
All right.
Bye now. Bye-bye. The very talented. My goodness, so full of positive love. Very talented. Countess Vaughn here in the Comfort Zone. Novello TL Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed it. Man, you know what? I've been following her for a long time. And like we touched upon earlier, as far as being typecast, you know, this person, they can only play this part because it's a persona that they put off on a particular part they play, like on the Parkers or Loisha. And she is a very, very talented young lady, and I hope everyone has an opportunity now to see that. Not only that, articulate, well-spoken, highly intelligent. I love that. There's nothing more gratifying that I find more sexy than an intelligent woman. Lord have mercy. And speaking of that, let's go back in time a little bit for some Countess Vaughn. You see, really, you got some... Oh, absolutely. It's only you and us. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
We'll be right back. can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, no, you can go, but why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile a while for me, Sarah? Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile.
Can't blame it on her. Yeah, yeah, she can't.
Jose Jaguar Wright. The What Ifs here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the very talented Miss Countess Lon. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this evening. Remember to get all the updates. Let your fingers do the walking. You can catch up with Countess at Twitter. That's at twitter.com/ Countess V as in dynamite. Vaughn also on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/ Countess Vaughn. And speaking of electrifying and devastating, why don't you join the teddy bear tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome the very talented Miss Kirby Marie, yes, Lord, as we debut her new album, Doing the Most. Lord have mercy, so it is written, so it is done. Looking forward to having that very talented lady on the show. And also want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary director, playwright, Mr. Shelley Garrett. Thank you so much for honoring us last week. And family, remember his new stage play, the legendary stage play, Beauty Shop, October the 15th through the 18th, and it'll be in Smyrna, Georgia. All you have to do to get all the updates, go by the official website. That's at ShellyGarrettEntertainment.com. So now I've laid the pertinent information on you. Is it okay if we get into a double dip of Jaguar Wright with My Choice here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio?
Now I understand that you love me, because we're family. Your opinion always kind of matters to me, and I understand that you might have a problem with my choice. And babe, I appreciate you trying to, you know, conceive your feelings and validity of our relationship, you know, for her. But sometimes some choices are best left to the man upstairs.
Not the easiest conversation to have with you. Been through so many ups and downs, and now we're through.
Why you have to push this so hard?
I've been in support of you, even through your recklessness, childishness, selfishness, because I love you.
Because you know I love you. For real.
Now you got a lot to say about my life choices with our voices. We ain't never spoke to each other this way.
I don't think we ever had a fight.
No. So let's make this simple. Get to the point. You only get one life. I'm going after one. I'm
going after
what
I want.
And it's here.
Just happens to be you.
So if you got a question,
my answer is him.
And if you got a problem,
my choice is still him.
When God gives you a blessing,
no place for you to step in, messing with what he said.
Put your doubts to bed. He said, it's him. You know you're my man.
You are my man.
And I'm loyal to me. The only time that matters is the sunshine.
Yeah.
I've been Live 365, Lord have mercy, 24
hours, nonstop streaming music. I feel the need. I'm here to fulfill that need, and also to fulfill that need to give you some more pertinent information. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. We're at twitter.com/LOTRadio, and also on Instagram. Yes, we are. In the words of Dr. Funkenstein, glory, hella stupid. Yes, Lord. It's at Instagram.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. It's a beautiful thing. And if you have a request, we're here to serve you. We're here to give you what you want. You have been deprived too long from good music. And, you know, we take quality over quantity. Lord have mercy. Speaking of quality, my man, Martin Luther McCoy with Undefeated Love from the album Love is a Hero. You're in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
You can tell by the way that he treats her, that's his love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. You can tell by the way that he holds her, that's his love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. Hey, young man, you be thankful for the gift of that girl. She's in your world.
Can you believe it?
Be thankful every day that you have found a true pearl. Something rare and precious, a girl. Don't you dare be foolish. You can tell by the way that he calls her love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. He get her everything, man, he spoils her, spoiled by love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. At night when he's alone out there, you're on mind to make you his bride. Can you believe it? Unconditional acceptance match with real sacrifice. That's what it takes. A brand new life, a family away.
Yeah.
I'd like to dedicate this to my father, Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy.
Purple rain. I just can't understand. For the life of me, what I see in you. Yet every time you talk of leaving me, I get so shook up, I don't know what to do. Oh, oh baby,
I guess you got your
behind your back. I tell my friends I'm leaving you. Oh. And when you question me about it, baby, I swear what they're saying just ain't true. No, no. Oh, 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 baby.
got your hooks on me all the time. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, it's been a fantastic Tuesday evening. My goodness, we have, what, a little bit over a week before the month of September will be actually coming to a close, getting closer to Thanksgiving. So much to be thankful for, and also Christmas around the corner. What do you have to be thankful for? Are you thankful for good health? Are you thankful to be in love? Are you thankful to have that significant other? So many things to be thankful for. So many things to be blessed about. Lord have mercy. But for those who are in a situation where they have not found that special someone, that someone that equals their yoke, or as I like to say, my goodness, you know, I'm not going to say that. You know, I will say my wasabi to my sushi. Lord have mercy. But in the meantime, you know, the teddy bear cares about each and every one. So for those who are still looking for that special someone, got something very special for you. I'm going to lay it on you, Renee and Angela. You don't have to cry. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Rhonda Renee, and you're listening to Reggie Teddy Bear Ford at LOTL Radio, the Comfort Zone. Lord have mercy.
Thanks, love, for taking my life and twisting it all around. You blew me to and fro, topsy-turvy. Are you an adjective, verb, or noun? For if love had a Facebook page, you'd like me. Post me enchanting words, then strike me with brutal, harsh blows, and delete me. If love is really love, would you go, or would you stay? If it's yours, it will return, so they say. With love, you tend to do what you want. Subtly, with precision, like the reaper, you creep. Take a breath, exhale your air, still waters run deep. And often, I dread the day that I met you. You've hurt me so many times that I hate you. Thin line. You make me wonder sometimes if love had value, what's your worth? I like diamonds. I'd wear your medal of valor just for you to pick me up, ride your tide, and drag me through the dirt. You're not the kindest, and you have your own agenda. You're mysterious, so complex. I'm curious, why do you linger just long enough for me to fall? Don't you know for you, love, I give it all? Don't leave me. Thus you use me up, do what you want. Taunt, tease, and abuse me. Oh, love, why do you play with my heart? Soothe my soul, invade my space, then tear me all apart. I trusted you, and you made a